All right, let's get to a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day very low. All right, so if you're drive for a rideshare company, maybe this is a good reminder for you. All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without picking up a blind customer, dropping her off at the wrong place and then leaving, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, what a nightmare for the passenger.
Absolutely.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, all right, great, thanks. And
how did they know where they were?
Right. So, Uber had to apologize to Camille. She's from North Carolina. She was dropped off at the wrong location, and then Uber driver,
oh my gosh,
peace out, dusted. So she's kind of talking about how it all went down.
I say, this is not the right place.
Like, and kudos to her. Like, I'm not exactly
sure knowing that
how she knew, or maybe she's like legally blind, but she can partially see. I'm not sure.
And he says, well, I have somebody I got to pick up at the airport. And he takes off.
What?
Oh, wow.
And runs away.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like,
deuces. He's like, gotta go.
He's like, oh, wrong place. You know what? It'll be fine.
I would talk to them about how to communicate with someone with a disability. How do you navigate with them? Listening to them about what assistance they need. Really hearing their voices.
Yeah. So,
oh, gosh.
You know, rideshare drivers, I mean, they have a code of conduct that is, you know, kind of laid out by the rideshare companies, you know, and, you know, I don't know what the deal was or if that guy's going to be reprimanded at all. But yeah, like I said, Uber had to apologize because dude just dropped a blind passenger off at the wrong place and was like, hey, got to pick someone else out. See ya.
Yikes. Sorry. On to the next person.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
on to the next person. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want to switch gears just a little bit. By the way, that is your setting the bar story. All right.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. But I'd love to hear from rideshare drivers. Like, what's the craziest passenger story you have? Okay.
I mean, that can go in any lane.
Yeah. And craziest passenger story that would be appropriate for the radio.
Right. Okay. That's
because,
a good note.
Right. Exactly.
Asterisk.
Exactly. So we already got a message from Darren, and we'll get to his involving a local music venue and picking up three passengers. So we got that on the way. Plus your stories, 502-795-1997. We'll do that coming up next.